Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you know, guys, I was thinking, today, more than ever, a believer living in today's society, there is so much opportunity out there. You're bombarded by so many things that, you know, believers, I believe, faces a lot of temptation in just this world that we live in. I mean, there was a time, because of less media, that you were just left to your own thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Now, that's...
What's there dangerous enough?
That's a whole... Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other issue all by itself. But imagine that you were just left to your thoughts. Now you're not just left to your thoughts, but you're left to suggestions and direction for those thoughts.
Right.
And there was a time, but believe it or not, for the younger generation, there was no more programming, if you will, and TV shows actually, you know, ended. It was like over, you know, like a certain time at night. The TV was off.
You hear the Star Spangled Banner at midnight.
That's it.
And then fuzz.
And then, yep. And then when you wake up early in the morning because you're ready to watch cartoons, you had to wait because there was that countdown thing going on screen. You had to wait for that to go off before...
7 o'clock.
That's it. Before the cartoons would come on.
Was it 7?
Yeah, set my alarm, boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I mean, it wasn't
wasn't 24-hour TV. It wasn't just... get up anytime you want. There weren't channels dedicated to food, all 500 of them, or channels dedicated just to cartoons and whatever else is out there. It was just limited. But today, I mean, today, it is not a strange occurrence to get a TV package now. A TV package that has 500 to even 1,000 channels.
Crazy.
I mean, my goodness. What could you possibly be watching on 500 channels? I mean, there's a channel for everything. And so you look at all this stuff, but look, you just don't have TV. I mean, listen, it gets to a certain point where it's like, do you really need, even if you didn't see anything bad, I mean... Do you really need to spend 3, 4, you know, I don't know, however long hours in front of the television? And so, you just not only have the television, you also have the internet. My goodness. I mean, look how things have rapidly progressed. You just don't have the internet, the dial-up. You have a high speed that's only going to get quicker now. And now you have multiple transportable media devices that you can carry in your hand, around the house with an iPad or, you know, tablet, laptops. And now, maybe we'll get to this in the same hour, they have wearable multimedia, like watches and neck pendants that you can carry everywhere, okay? And it's like, wait a second. I think this is becoming a little too much. And technology alone, you know, presents the believer with just simply more opportunity to be tempted. Now, you know, we don't want to throw, you know, everything on media, because the truth is that what the monks found out, and this is interesting. Some of the monks found out that, you know, some of them have pledged to live a consecrated lifestyle. They were going to give up everything and live an isolated existence and just spending time with prayer and in study and seeking God. And they thought that possibly they could remove themselves from sin. They just didn't realize that they still couldn't eliminate just one thing, themselves. Paul said that, "I try to do good, but evil's right there with me."
Mm-hmm.
You can't get rid of yourself. And so, God's word warns us regarding temptation. You know, it's so important today because, I mean, people are just throwing themselves at everything. And you realize, listen, you know, God warns us. He warns us in regards to temptation. And I mean, think about it. It all starts, the downward spiral all starts with the temptation. I mean, ask Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah.
It all starts there. And in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, God's word says, so if you think that you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. I was thinking about that. I thought the interesting thing about here is that the warning wasn't to those who were shaky, but the warning was to those who were thinking that they were standing firm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Careful, careful, careful. Listen, be careful. Be careful that you don't fall from your perceived position of safety. I mean, we're living in a time more than ever, where we're going to need to walk in complete humility. And humility is total dependency upon God and respect for other people. We have to walk openly before God, and we don't want to, you know, have a position in our mind that, yep, I'm standing firm, I've got this down. Careful, 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 because you may just fall. And I love what Psalms 139 says. It says, verse 23, you know, search me, O God. You know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me. And Chris, lead me into the way everlasting. You know, there's a time for us to search our hearts and ask God to search us, to mm-hmm. shine the light of God in our hearts to show us things that are not pleasing to him, sin in our life, so that we can get things right. God is interested in you getting things right with him. And God's word continues says that there is no temptation, no temptation that has seized or come upon you that's not common to man. You know, one of the biggest lies the enemy puts on so many believers is to think that what they're going through, what they're experiencing right. is the only, you know.
Or as unique.
Unique experience. You just don't know how bad I have it. Dude, I mean, it's sin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's temptation. It's, you know, nothing new under the sun. Come on now.
That's right.
Let's get it together. There is a big difference, though, between sin and temptation. Big difference. Big difference. You know, the word temptation means alluring, enticements. And one of the definitions that I thought real interesting was, it's the desire to have or do something you know you should avoid or flee.
That's good.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's very good.
The desire to have or do something you know you should avoid or flee. Some of the words are synonyms, lure, an invitation, bait, you know, seduce. Think about it. No allurement, take the word temptation out, no enticement, no invitation, no seduction to sin has come upon you except what is common to man. Is only, my goodness, only three categories all fall in: lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is not rocket science. Right. Although the enemy may try to lie to you, right? He may try to deceive you and think that you're all alone, or that what you have is, oh, this is the bad one. No one is tempted like me.
Right, right.
And we're talking about believers. We're not talking about someone that doesn't know the Lord. I mean, if you don't know God, you're going to throw yourself to everything because it's all about you, and you're going to throw yourself to everything under the sun.
That's right.
You're gonna wallow in it. You're not even going to even see it as temptation. You're going to just probably see it as normal because you're just trying to gratify yourself.
That's right.
But temptation from a believer's perspective is that the Bible says that all have sinned. Romans talks about how we have all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And sin from a believer's perspective is that I've been saved from sin, I've been redeemed from sin, and the life I live now, I live, you know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but instead of living a lifestyle of habitual sin, I occasionally do sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're made of dust, and we need a Savior. We need to be in a place of humility and repentance before God. But the difference is that, you know, we occasionally sin. It's not a lifestyle of sin. And when we do sin and we're convicted by the Holy Spirit, that we our natural response is to repent, is to ask the Lord to forgive us and then change the direction of what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's been causing me to go in the wrong way and causing me to sin.
Right.
And bringing really a separation in the level of intimacy between me and God, right?
Right.
But this is what God's word says. He says that he is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. You know, temptation alone is not sin. It's what you do with the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two scenarios. Adam and Eve were tempted, and they actually, what? Fell into sin. But Jesus, the Bible says, was tempted in every single way, yet he did not sin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get it twisted. The difference is what you do with temptation. Listen, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about this and the key, what you need to do when you're facing temptation. We're talking about, my goodness, we're talking about at the end of the first hour about temptation and about now more than ever in today's society. Believers have more things coming at them and more opportunities to be tempted than really, I would think, any generation probably prior to this. I mean, you have so much technology that is available to you, so much multimedia, 24 hours of just onslaught. I mean, and you've seen so many things just come through what used to be not even allowed to be aired on television.
Oh, I know.
I mean, words that were not, you couldn't get fined. I mean, now they're just showing everything on regular. You used to have to get a special channel to see that.
Right.
You know, but on commercials, some of these commercials, you're like, oh my goodness, this is
worse than the television programs.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so we're talking about how you can stand, how you can bear temptation. And the warning that's given in God's word is, so if you think you're standing firm, listen, the warning was to those who thought they were standing firm, not to those who were already shaky. Careful, 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 because you can fall. And we're going to need to walk in humility and total dependency upon God. We're going to need to live for the Lord. And you're going to have to get involved in this. You just can't go to certain places and see certain things and do certain things and have certain acquaintances and relationships. You're going to have to guard. The Bible says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. It is the source of all life. You gotta guard yourself, eyes and ears, and just be alert. Be alert, because your enemy roars like a lion, searching and roaming someone to devour and to attack you with all and every temptation. And we continue to share how temptation in itself is not a sin, right? But it's what you do with the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You have two choices. I mean, Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation, but Jesus pushed back. He was able to bear the temptation,
right?
And yet without sin. Without sin. So temptation itself is not sin, but what you do with it makes all the difference in the world. And this is true that, you know, God's word says that, you know, he's faithful. God's faithful. He's not going to let you be tempted. He's not going to let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. You know, that word means enticed, invited, allured, seduced into something that you can bear. You know, and oftentimes you look at and you talk to some believers and it's like, oh, I fell into that again. Well, listen, if you keep going down the same street, the same corner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you're going to keep falling. You're not going to fall
in the same pothole.
You're not going to just fall. You're going to dive right into it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I remember when we talked, when we used to go do the Promise Keepers. You know, there's a section in the book that talks about, you know, if at this line, you know, it causes you to fall into something or you begin to struggle, you take 10 steps back, draw you another line.
Right.
That way you don't even get close to that.
Don't get near it.
Right. When men were getting together in the men's group.
Right.
Yeah.
They would, you know, hold each other accountable and do that. And that's real powerful. You need to know what that line is. Mm-hmm, that line can be different for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you need to draw that line 10 steps back, you know what I mean? And stay away from it. And you don't want to go to those places or people or things or whatever that's going to cause you to be weak in your faith and to go to places that you shouldn't go and touch things that you shouldn't touch and see things that you shouldn't see.
Right.
I mean, listen, if you are coming out of alcoholism or something, you don't want to keep going down the same street, mm-hmm. you know, where there's a row of 20 bars or exactly. something, or liquor mm-hmm. stores or whatever the case may be. You mm-hmm. you want to find a new route, right. you know, home, even if it takes you longer. See, that's right. the thing. That's the thing. What are you willing to do?
Because it says, I think in that rest part of that scripture, it says he always gives you a way out.
Absolutely.
He's not going to leave you alone.
Yeah.
And say, oh, well, I had to do this thing.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You didn't have to.
There's always no. a way out.
Absolutely.
It may not be what you wanted or more comfortable or convenient, but there's yeah. always a way out.
Yeah. And it's so powerful. There's God that's provided for you. He says you can bear it. You're not powerless. You're not powerless. And you got to understand that there's some certain lies that the enemy will love to plant in your head to cause you to think that you are powerless and that you just have to give into this thing, whatever. I mean, we can list 10,000 things, but you know what that is. You're not powerless because God says that, you know what? He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. God says you can bear it. It means to hold and remain firm. It's important to know what words mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To hold and bear firm. You can bear it. You can hold firm. You don't have to give in or give up or crash or come under it. No, you can bear it. You can actually means to press or push back.
All right.
So the thing is that, you know, don't allow temptation to push you into sin, but you push back temptation. You push it back. The Bible says that if you resist the devil,
he will flee.
He will flee. But resisting is not just, oh, please go away, please. You know, it's you're engaging. You're standing firm. You know, you're not wavering. You're standing firm. And common sense is just some wisdom here. Just some wisdom is you don't want to go to the place of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to go, I'm trying to stand firm, but I get so close to the line. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You're probably not going to stand firm if you're teetering on the line of temptation and sin. Part of standing firm is exercising wisdom. It's Christ in you. Don't allow that temptation to push you. You push back. You bear that temptation, right, in Jesus' name. That verse of Scripture continues to say, Pat, but when you are tempted, not if you tempted. You know, if in case you're tempted, this is right. what to do. If in case. Listen, but when? But when? And that's the thing, that we shouldn't be ignorant of the enemy's devices, his strategies, his schemes. The Word of God says his schemes. Schemes are strategies. That devil has a strategy, a strategic plan to take you out. And he doesn't have any new bag of tricks. He's still doing what he's always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on us if we keep falling to what he's always been doing.
That's right.
Right? Because think about it. He is the father of lies. This we do know. Everything that comes out from him is a lie. And all he can do is try to tempt you, entice you, bait you, and allure you into the very things that God died for, your sin. You know, that's his strategy. That's his plan. And, you know, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Right?
Right.
Because we want to learn from previous experiences and we want to, you know, get wisdom and we want to, you know, be wise in how we're living. Proverbs often talks about how a wise man or a wise woman should give thought to their ways. You need to reflect upon your life and how you're living and how you're interacting and the things that you do. It's okay. It's okay to turn it off and sit some time in meditation in reviewing, looking at your life, looking at events, how things have transpired that day, this week, this month, and how you interacted. You know, where are you in the midst of all of this? And you may be surprised that there's a pattern. There is the unfolding of a strategic plan. And sometimes in the middle of it, you don't realize that there's a plan. Wait a minute, there's a plan. There's a plan. You know, breaking news right now. We're going to share it right now with you. Just get close. The devil, he hates your guts. He hates your guts. You're made in the image of God. He hates your guts.
All right.
And will do everything. Listen, when he couldn't get Jesus to sin, the word of God says he's going to come back at a more opportune time. He's not going, he didn't give up on Jesus. Jesus obviously defeated him. He's not going to give up on you. And so you need to stay and stand, but you need to stand in God and stand in humility and not in your own strength. The word of God says, but when you are tempted, he, meaning God, will provide a way. Just like you said, Pat, a way so that you can stand up under it.
All right.
So you can stand up out under it. God's expectation is that we resist the enemy and temptation and that we push back. Don't let temptation bully you. You know what I'm saying? You push back that temptation. My goodness. And it says that he's given a way. He'll provide a way out. God is the one that provides the way. How awesome is that? That's a promise. God makes a promise to you that if you do the bearing, if you stand firm, if you resist the enemy, if you push back that temptation and don't fall into that temptation, don't crumble under that temptation, that he will provide a way of escape for you. Now listen, God doesn't lie. If God says he's going to provide a way of escape for you, then he's going to provide a way of escape. Well, maybe, you know, I'm tempted and I don't see the way. Well, did you resist? Did you push back? Did you bear it? Or did you just simply give in to it? My goodness. I mean, I'm so concerned for American believers today because it seems like they're just giving in and giving up to just anything. They're just giving in and giving up to anything. And God calls us to stand. He calls us to stand firm in him. Listen, it takes great humility. It takes wisdom. It takes trusting in the power of God. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you can push back. God is never going to call you to do something. Mm-hmm. Rest assured, count it. God's never going to call you to do something that he doesn't empower you to do. He's not, you know, he's not unfair. He's not unjust. He's not going to ask you or require of you something that was impossible for you to do.
Right.
So if God tells you that you can resist the temptation, if you can resist the enemy, then guess what? You can.
That's right. It says in Matthew 26:41, Jesus says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. It says the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So, you know, he's saying right there, you're going to have to humble yourself and ask for help. You can't do it on your own.
That's right.
You know, yeah, he doesn't leave us alone, but we have to interact in the process.
Right.
We just can't say, oh God, I hope I don't get tempted today. No, Lord, please help me today that I do not fall into temptation. Help me, you know, like you said, Chris, you know, draw that line and step back 10 more steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep me away from these traps.
Right.
Deliver me from the evil one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the Lord's Prayer, right?
Yes.
Right.
Deliver me from the evil one. Watch and pray. The thing that I'm, you know, you get so concerned about is just the arrogance and the pride that you know, can fall upon someone just to walk and live in any way like the devil's not itching and looking to take you out.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking to take you out at every corner.
That's right.
And so you've got to remain watchful.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
You got to remain prayerful. And you need to have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're not spending time with Jesus Christ daily, not occasionally, not only on Sundays, and not taking the weekend off either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you're not going to work, you don't take the weekend off from abiding. Because mm-hmm. you want to hear God daily. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. And when you stay, you know, plugged into the vine, the Lord, Jesus Christ, he's remaining in you.
Yeah.
Apart from him, we can do nothing. Listen, we've got a simple plan for you. You've been hearing us talk about abiding. What is that? Listen, go to iabide.org and request your simple plan today. It's free. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And it's a plan that will help you to have a set time, a set place, and a pattern where you can begin to commune with God and you can begin to hear his voice and then do what he tells you to do. I mean, my goodness, Jesus said that you can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not by every word written in a book or a program, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Listen, God is speaking today. The question is his church listening? And if we're listening, are we doing what he has said for us to do?
Mm.
I mean, it's powerful. But God makes a promise to you, to me, to every believer, that if you bear up this temptation, you push back, you resist, you stand, and he will provide a way of escape. You can do it.
Mm.
Because God is with you. He can strengthen you. He can empower you. The whole purpose of the temptation is so that you can fall into sin. That's why the enemy wants to do that to you. So you can fall into sin. And what does sin do? Sin separates us from God. Sin breaks our intimacy with the Lord. It puts a wedge between us and God. And then once the enemy gets you to fall into the temptation, then what does he do? He shames you. He kicks you while you're down.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays dirty. He plays dirty. You weren't even thinking about it. You were walking and minding your own business. And then there was a thought. And then there was a this, and then there was a that. And because you didn't resist it, you took it off the conveyor belt, or you went to the place, or you saw the certain thing, and you went down, 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 further down the downward spiral. And you got to be vigilant. You got to be aware of it. You got to take it quickly. You got to stand quickly when it comes against you. And you will see that what used to tempt you before doesn't tempt you no more.
Right.
It definitely doesn't tempt you in the strength that it did before because you resisted the enemy. And you can break the back out of that. We want to encourage you today to stand. To stand. Don't allow the temptation to push you. You push back that temptation and address the lies of the enemy that have attacked you, that have made you weak in your faith, the lies of the enemy that allowed you to be complacent, the lie of the enemy that told you that you were standing firm, the lie of the enemy that said, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. It's wrong. If it's sin, it's wrong. And it will separate you from God. And guess what? Sin, if you give yourself to sin, it could cost you your salvation. Listen, arm yourself with the truth. Today's the day. Today's the day that you can decide, I'm no longer going to be a victim, but I'm going to be a victor. Today's the day that you say, I'm not going to allow myself to be ignorant of the enemy's schemes, devices, strategies against me and my family, but I am going to resist by faith, by the grace of God. You can't do it without God's grace. His grace is his supernatural empowerment to you for you to do what you couldn't do all by yourself. You can't resist the enemy by yourself. You can't resist temptation by yourself. Whoever thinks so is greatly deceived.
That's right.
But it's God's grace. It's God's enablement, his supernatural power to empower you to do what you could not do on your own. His empowerment for you to stand when you couldn't stand. And you were like you were saying earlier, Pat, that when we become watchful and prayerful and we cry out to God, let me tell you something, God shows up.
Right.
You draw close to God, and God will draw close to you. Resist the enemy, and he will flee. Don't allow temptation to push you. You push back temptation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.